From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Skimming operations have expanded south of Pensacola Beach as two large oil plumes hover less than 10 miles off Florida's shore. Despite the oil spill, people are still coming to the beach for fun and sun, as we hear from Sandra Eberhardt of member station WUWF.
Pensacola native Patricia Williams says she's been coming to the beach even more often since the Gulf oil spill. On this day, she's walking the shoreline at Gulf Islands National Seashore near Fort Pickens. Within minutes, she finds an isolated plastic bottle covered with brown oily goo. She says the situation is heartbreaking.
I catch myself like today and yesterday, I'll just be driving in my car and I just start crying because it's really sad. You know, not just because it's so beautiful out here, it's just because it's affected people's lives.
Meantime, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and National Park Service Director John Jarvis conducted an aerial inspection of the region and got an update on cleanup and wildlife protection efforts. For NPR News, I'm Sandra Eberhardt in Pensacola.
Rescuers at the Albert Pike Recreation Area in Arkansas have called off their search until the morning again for nearly two dozen people still missing after flash floods swept away a popular campground early Friday. NPR's Wade Goodwin says authorities are being asked if people camping at the rec area had adequate warning about the flooding.
Secretary Vilsack was out here, and he was asked about, whether people had sufficient warning. Was this a failure in some way? And his response was that, it was 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning. They had told people who called that, the rain was expected, but frankly, nobody, whether it was the Forest Service or the Weather Service, was expecting to have these supercells kind of form over the valley here and stall out, which is what happened.
NPR's Wade Goodwin, 18 people are confirmed dead. A pipeline that carries crude from western Colorado and Utah ruptured Friday and has spilled hundreds of barrels of oil into a creek that runs through the middle of Salt Lake City. Dan Bamas reports.
The pipeline may have been gushing oil into Red Butte Creek for several hours before the leak was reported. Emergency response teams are hoping to stop the contamination before it reaches the Great Salt Lake. Chevron operates the pipeline and it's promised to clean up the mess and pay for the damage. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker promised to make sure they do.
We expect those are responsible for the break, and this is a Chevron pipeline, to assume full responsibility for helping us, as they have been doing, in terms of the immediate response, for addressing the cleanup, and for being responsible financially for the full cost of an operation to try to make sure our community is protected.
People who live along the creek are upset about the smell of the oil, and they're worried about pets and wildlife, the cause of the break.
Reporter Dan Bamas, this is NPR. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake in the Indian Ocean initially prompted the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii to issue a tsunami watch for the area. The watch area was later reduced to India only and then canceled altogether. There have been no reports of damage or injury. It's been a year since the highly disputed election that returned Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to power. Terry Schultz reports the European Union is warning the regime in Iran that it has not forgotten what happened then, and it is not pleased with what's happening now.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says the observance of human rights by the Iranian government has gravely deteriorated over the last year, creating what she calls an ongoing climate of fear in the country. In a statement, Ashton cites in particular the harassment and killings of journalists, students, and anyone who speaks up for their rights. To the Iranian people, she promises they have not been forgotten and that the EU will continue pressing the regime to treat its people with respect and according to international human rights obligations. The EU is drafting sanctions tougher than the ones passed by the UN Security Council last week, aimed at compelling Iran to give up its nuclear program. Heads of state are expected to approve the measures at a summit on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
With nearly all the election results complete in Slovakia, the center-right opposition appears to have won. The left-leaning party of Prime Minister Robert Fico was the clear overall winner with 35% of the vote in the 150-seat parliament. The overwhelming majority of the vote has been counted as of early Sunday local time. Still, three opposition parties could form a ruling coalition. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.